not singing, alright? I was definitely not what I was asked to do. I'm guessing I was asked to come along, actually, because I look about 13. But I think pretty much everyone in the room was a bit older. She's nodding. So someone came around the other day, and you know, they rang the doorbell and said, so is your mummy? Which is a low point. I just want to say, I'm well chilled to be here. And it's interesting because I think young people get a lot of stick anyway, but there's this idea that young people are just this apathetic, X-Factor generation, too busy rolling around hammered on street corners to give much of a toss about political issues, to get a lot of people nodding. But it's funny because I go to a lot of schools and sixth forms around London, in places like Newham, in Lewisham, in Tower Hamlets, and I think a lot of the time the young people I speak to know a lot more about what's actually going on around us than the people at the top. They're more in touch often with the sorts of issues that are affecting people in our communities. And in fact, I was on the protest, I don't know if anyone was on any of those protests, about a year and a half ago, and it was young people, students, EMA kids, who came out on the streets and said, we're going to be listened to, our voice is going to be heard. And these were people who'd never had any interest in politics before, but thinking, actually, the way we make people at the top listen is by organising. And I don't want to bring the mood down, but let's be honest, young people are getting a bit of a kicking at the moment. You look at youth unemployment hurtling towards a quarter. Got some massive housing crisis. In fact, I'm looking to move into another flat at the moment. I looked on Gumtree in horror at the price of flats and houses, and that's particularly affecting young people. Thinking cuts to things like community services, to youth services, like in Haringey, where 75% got cut, and then EMA and tuition fees. And actually, the reason I've got hope, and I think we should all have hope, and actually there was a US politician people might be aware of, a guy called Harvey Milk in the late 70s, and he said, I know you can't live on hope alone, but without it, life's not worth living. And I think often hope's taken out of politics altogether. But I think, at a time when it is tough for young people, if people organise and make their voice heard, we can turn this around. There was an African American politician in the 19th century, who was an ex-slave, and he was an inspiring statesman. He was one of the great orators of his time, and he said, "Power concedes nothing without a demand," and that is how change happens in this country. People organising from below to force the people at the top to listen to them. So I'd say this as a plea: voting's one part, it's a really important part, but also it's about organising with people like you to fight to make sure all of our voices are heard at a time when we're getting a kick. And if we can do that, I think we'll have a future worth fighting for. Thank you. Cheers.